Welcome to Livewire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of Livewire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A blessed Sunday to every one of you, and it's good to have you yet again. And as we continue on, as we have opened up last week on our What's Next series, I know that you are excited to continue on with that particular journey altogether. Anyway, before we continue on for our sermon for today, why don't we come together before the presence of the Lord in worship through prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that today we can yet again come before you and just allow you to once again speak to us in a very personal manner, and even collectively if need be, so that your purposes and your plan would constantly, Lord, permeate our heart and our whole being, and in response to that particular calling, or in response to that particular calling, we just simply follow along the promptings of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Bless your word today. Hide your servant behind your cross and allow your power and your Spirit to just work amid of us. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we continue on, as I've said, with our What's Next series, you know, it's always nice to kind of, you know, look back on, you know, what we have been through and kind of, you know, evaluate where we are thus far. So this time along, as we continue in that particular line of thought, I'd like to kind of begin with a subject matter I have kind of entitled Life's Pursuit. Everyone has a particular pursuit in life. Some are in the pursuit of education. Some are in the pursuit of a dream. Some are in the pursuit of a lifelong partner or whatnot. For all it's worth, life is a series of pursuits. But putting those pursuits all together, at the end of the day, you get to ask, what is its greatest value? Or thus far, what was the greatest return? So, sa pagpapatuloy po natin ng ating pong-usapin sa umagang ito, or sa hapon, or wherever you may be, probably you're watching in the evening, the question remains to be true, and that is, you know, what's out there? Okay, what's out there? What's in store for you and for me, or, you know, between I and you? What is it for us? Or ano po ang naghihintay sa atin? Now, perhaps as a church, that would be a good question to ask. You know, in a couple of weeks, we will be celebrating our anniversary. And again, it's very good to just revisit and continue to update and benchmark where we have been and we are where we are now. And perhaps where are we going? That's why our series, in keeping to that particular thought in mind, What's Next, is simply asking the question of what is out there, okay? Now, understand one thing, there's a lot of things happening in our world today, currently, as we all know it. We're still in this particular trickling effect of the pandemic and the likes. And, you know, do you even notice really what's out there, okay, for the most part of it? So, kung titingnan po natin, it's, however, misleading and sometimes kind of sad to note that there are, you know, a lot of opportunities that come our way, but sometimes we couldn't really recognize which one is the right opportunity to venture into, or perhaps the right opportunity has already come, but we missed it altogether simply because we mishandled it. Alam natin, yun na nga yung pagkakataon na ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Panginoon. We know it in our heart, or even you have discerned it, you know, process it in your thoughts. But simply because of sometimes we mishandle the opportunities, we are led into a sort of a shipwreck, you know, in our journey. Now, there are a couple of things that I'd like to kind of ask you, and I've kind of highlighted them in a bullet point format. Now, how does a mishandled opportunity come? Or how do we mishandle an opportunity altogether? Well, number one is because perhaps of wrong priorities, you know. Minsan, nasa atin na po, pinagkaloob na sa atin yung pagkakataon. Pero nakakaligtaan nating bigyang pansin, okay, yung pagkakataon na napagkalooban tayo at hindi po natin binibigyan ng, you know, tamang atensyon. And so at the end of the day, instead of it flourishing, it's just lost altogether. Or probably because there are opportunities wherein our aspirations, you know, and our pursuits are simply empty pursuit. Nagpapagod po tayo sa mga bagay na sa bandang huli. Wala naman talagang katuturan. It does not even add significance or meaning for the long haul. And perhaps even, you know, the lack of imagination, You know, minsan kasi marami sa atin yung bahala na, no? Whatever come what may, sabi ng mga oldies natin, que sera sera, what will be, will be. But at the end of the day, we find ourselves in that predicament. And isa sa nakakalungkot is what you would call unbridled attitude, you know. The opportunity, you know, is there. It presents itself, but we're not ready. And the characters and habits that we have shaped, you know, is not gonna cut it altogether because we lack the discipline as a result. And finally, of course, you know, the power, okay, of just simply, you know, being hungry, you know, for things that are more materialistic in nature rather than more in substance, okay? We have to understand one thing a lot of time, friends, no? That a poor sense of choice, I should say, you know, and wrong priorities at the end of the day will lead us into this particular shipwreck, okay? Now, we have to understand one thing, that undermining the priorities that we should be focusing on to would simply mean a poor pursuit. Kaya sa pagpapatuloy natin ngayong umaga, you know, a couple of sermons way back, I kind of in passing mentioned this, that wisdom actually is the practical outworking of truth, meaning it is not simply something that we gain in terms of knowledge. Okay, that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is acquired, but wisdom is applied. Now, wisdom, you know, for all its worth, is a lifestyle. Okay, it is a practical outworking of truth. Ibig sabihin, hindi po ito sinasabi as more to ginagawa. You know, you don't just say it, you do it. As they would commonly say, you know, when you do the talk, you do the walk. Okay, doon natin nakikita yung mga tao lang na matalino versus yung mga taong may kaalaman. Okay, yung mga taong may kaalaman, no, ay maaring na natutunan nila yung kanilang mga kaalaman sa universidad or sa kanilang, you know, hayo sa buhay. Pero at the end of the day, sayang yung mga kaalaman kasi hindi naman nila nagagawa o napapatupad. They weren't able to practice it as a whole. So, you know, they miss out on the benefit of that particular know-how. But yung mga taong talagang matalino, or better, I think the better word would be maabilidad, no, hindi lang nila alam, pero yung nalaman po nila ay nagagawa nila. It is the practical outworking of truth. And that is, I think, one thing that we need to highlight in this particular discussion. Because when we try to plot the pursuits that we have for the further future ahead, it is not simply enough to know it, but it's more important to live it. No, hindi lang natin nalaman, pero ipinamuhay natin. And I'd like to kind of take us into a journey. Maybe perhaps you have heard this many, many times as a believer. And if ever you are a new believer in the Lord, you know, this is something that you need to take in consideration. And this is quite a long read, but I'd like us to kind of focus on this passage of scripture found in the book of Luke on chapter 19. And it says this. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country and sabi niya dito, to receive for himself a kingdom, then return. Okay. In verse 13, calling 10 of his servants, okay, and he said this, he gave, you know, them 10 minas. And in this particular story, we know that in the narrative, you know, here is a master trying to entrust into his servants a particular wealth. Okay, while he go to a far country. Verse 14, but his citizens, okay, hated him and sent out a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. Okay, sabi niya, when he returned, okay, having received the kingdom, he ordered the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him. Okay, pinatawag niya yung kanyang mga pinagkatiwalaan that he might, okay, look at this, know what they had gained by doing business. So, now, I'd like you to look at the narrative for a short while and I'd like you to focus on the element of trust, no, and confidence, okay, that the master was willing to kind of give to his servants, you know, after he was gone for a short while. And then when he returned, he started accounting, no? And in verse 16, look at this. And the first came before him saying, Lord, okay, your minas had made me 10 minas more. Okay, meaning the talent, no? In other version. And then he said to him, well done, good servant, sabi niya, because you have been faithful with a very little, you shall, okay, have authority over the cities. Okay? And the second came and saying, Lord, no, your mina, again, your talent, no, has made five more. Okay? And he said to him, and you are to be over, okay, five cities. Okay? Then the other came saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I have kept. Okay? This is now where the situation kind of changes. I kept, no, laid away in, I kept it or laid it away in, look at this, handkerchief in that particular descriptive manner. And for I was afraid, no, look at this. Okay, I was afraid because you are a severe man and you take what you did not, okay, deposit and reap what you did not sow. Verse 27, he said to him, I will condemn you with your, okay, own words. Okay, you wicked servant. Now, there is a change of environment, atmosphere, if I may say. You know, suddenly probably you can imagine the master changing, you know, his countenance of delight into, you know, a countenance of disgust. Sabi sa kanyang alagad, you wicked. Pinagkalooban kita para magamit mo. Anong ginawa mo? Tinago mo lang at sinayang mo. Verse 23. Okay? Why then did you not put the money in the bank? No? And, you know, in my coming, I might have, look at this, okay, collected it with interest. Now, you know the story. At the end of the day, look at this. He said to those who stood by, take what, the mina rather, from him and give it, okay, to the one who has 10 minas, meaning to him that has more. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that everyone who has more will be given, okay? But, you know, from the one, look at that, who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And I think this is where it kind of, you know, gives us the whole idea of this discussion. But for those who's, look at this, enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, no, bring them here and slaughter them before me. Wow, this is quite a huge discussion altogether. Probably you're asking, wala na nga kinuha pa, binigay dun sa marami. Now, the concept of stewardship here, okay, is very, very important. Because if you were listening to our precursor sermon last week, I was kind of mentioning about, you know, beginning the What's Next series with the idea of significance. Yung kahalagahan po ng, pag, you know, pagkakaroon po ng simulaing merong pong halaga at katuturan, no? And if you were, you know, tuning really attentively, last week I said that, you know, the moment you align your purpose with God, in which you find value in God, things begin to make sense, okay? And the things that make sense, you know, gives you a sense of meaning, and in the end, because you understand what it's all about. No, napaganda po nung series natin because our series is talking about uncertainty to clarity. When things begin to make sense, it ushers in significance. You begin to add value on the things that are relevant to your calling and to your pursuit. And as a whole, leave a lasting legacy behind. Now, I understand one thing, friends in the Lord, okay? That, you know, coming to the Lord is not simply about salvation. It's not merely about, you know, being saved from, you know, the wickedness that we were pursuing in the past. But also you have to understand that the work of the Lord is not simply salvific or about us being saved. But the work of the Lord in our lives is altogether transformational. Tayo po ay nababago habang tayo ay sumusunod sa Panginoon. So I would say that our following God is not simply about us being saved, you know, from the, you know, eternal damnation that condemns us because of our sin, but also we are actually entering into a partnership with God. It's like kind of coming into an investment that God becomes our partner. And when you look at the word investment, actually it's a verb that talks about, you know, to expend money with the expectation of achieving, look at that, okay, a profit. Merong pong benefit, okay? There's this mutual benefit that when we surrender to the Lord, you know, it's not merely just giving to the Lord. Now, one thing that you have to understand is that we can never outgive God. The more we give to God, the more that it comes back to us. Now, do not misinterpret me. I'm not trying to kind of, you know, just simply encourage you to give more so that you'll receive more. No. The motivation of giving, of committing oneself to the Lord is more than the rational thinking of giving for the sake of getting back. But giving because we love, that we honor. Giving because we are, you know, in awe of what God is doing. Now, you have to understand, before you can give anything to the Lord, the first thing that you have to learn is to surrender your heart, your life, to the Lord who has called you into, you know, His alliance. Now, kung titingnan po natin dito, I highlighted, you know, in an investment, okay, portfolio or mindset, makikita po natin, we are not simply, you know, giving or investing, you know, randomly without, you know, exercising wisdom. I mentioned wisdom a while back, and just the same, wise people would surely take God for a partner because they know that when you make God your partner, it is a winning investment. Wala ka pong talo kay Lord. So sa bandang huli, makikita po natin, ang dami pong mga tao ngayon, lalo na nagdaan tayo sa pandemya, we are in the, you know, we went through crisis, resources are scarce, you know, job opportunities are limited, etc., etc. And the question remains to be asked, what would be the best investment of all time? Now, a lot of people, na-mention ko na kanina, nagpapagod sa mga bagay na sa bandang huli naman ay kakapiranggot lang din ang balik. You know? Now, I would like to challenge you, you know, as we continue with this Watch Next series, don't just merely think of surviving through this, but think of going through this, you know, with style. You know, as I would say, going through your crisis with style. And what is the best way, or how do you do that in the best possible form? Okay? You know, today, as we all know it together, we celebrate, you know, the Resurrection Sunday, but you may be wondering in your mind, Pastor, then why are you not preaching about the resurrection? No, you have to understand. You know, if there's one thing about the resurrection, it's actually a question of what's next. You know, you have to understand that after Jesus, you know, was arrested, you know, crucified, and then died, the disciples were scattered. They were in a form of disarray. In fact, Peter, you know, and his fellow fishermen, James and John, were just thinking of getting back to fishing. You know, in short, you know, it's done. Jesus is no more, and let's go back to what we formerly know. Until Jesus appeared to them, right? And He called out to them. You know, and to cut a long story short, for, you know, the next couple of days, you know, 40 days to be exact, Jesus remained with them, you know, fellowshipping with them until He ascended into heaven, right? And then when Jesus ascended into heaven, probably a lot of them were excited, but at the same time worried or anxious that Jesus again is leaving them. And then as they were looking up, you know, in the sky, you know, narrated in the book of Luke, you know, by, of course, Luke himself, He talks about, you know, the angels, you know, appearing to the disciples and saying, "Hey, men of Galilee, why do you look up in the sky?" And he said, "Jesus, whom you saw, you know, ascended into heaven, will one day in same manner return." So what's next? This is the next thing. There's the next deal. That Jesus will one day return. But in the meantime, while we're at it, while waiting, okay? In the book of Matthew in chapter 28, Jesus said, "Hey, go and make disciples of all nations." Okay? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always. In short, the Great Commission was given. That's the what's next. You know, that's I think, where we should, you know, have our finest investment, you know, invested into. You know, that may sound redundant, but understand that if you sow sparingly, the book of, you know, 1 Corinthians, you know, in the book of Corinthians, I think Paul went on to say this, that if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Now, I'm not exhorting about giving here. I'm simply talking about one's life pursuit and commitment. If you sow your life in a manner that is sparingly unto God, you will not get the most from life. But if you pour out your life in the most dedicated, committed manner, you can be rest assured, my dear friends in the Lord, that the abundance of the life-giving power of Christ will overflow in yours. So, kung titignan po natin dito, you know, I think we need to understand. You know, any wise investor would say, invest on the most viable investment. How do you know it's the most viable investment? Because it gives you two important results. Number one, it gives you the best return and the best reward. Now, I'd like to take you to an example that, you know, Jesus himself has kind of highlighted. You know, he calls this treasures in heaven, right? He talks about having a worthy investment that is not only physical, that is earthbound, but more so eternally lasting. No? Do not store, the Bible says, okay? Up for yourselves treasures on earth, okay? Where sabi niya moths and vermins destroy, you know, and where thieves break and steal. But look at this. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay? Now, he's of course, there's no heavenly bank. There's no bank of heaven in this current situation. But how do you do that? You invest on the things that has spiritual or eternal benefit. Ano po yan? Okay, if there's one thing that we can invest on that is heavenly, that one day, okay, we can take to heaven, okay, maybe you're asking, Pastor, is that possible? Invest on something that we can take to heaven? I thought lahat ng meron tayo dito sa lupa, hindi natin madadala sa kalangitan. Tama ka. I'm not talking about that particular investment in terms of monetary or physical investment, but I'm talking about investing on souls, investing on reaching out to someone else's, okay, kumbaga, you know, sorry situation and just reaching them out with the gospel of Christ. Now, you have to understand, we should learn to do this. Okay? Learn to invest in God. Learn to invest in the souls, you know, of man. Kung titingnan po natin, the only real treasure we keep are those that we save up for eternity. Sa bandang uli, it's not the holdings that you have in the bank. It's not the property that you have acquired. It's not the car that you recently pursued or bought or purchased, I should say. It's not the relationship that you currently have. No. Those are all, you know, beautiful things. But they are not, you know, eternal in terms of value. Okay? Meaning they do not last you till eternity. But when you invest on reaching out to someone, when you invest into like winning someone for Christ, that is truly an eternal investment. That is something that you can take with you, you know, when you meet the Lord. So kung titingnan po natin dito, when we talk about this, there is a promise, okay, that comes along. And when you look at the word promise, the word promise is actually a declaration of assurance, okay, that one will do, okay, a particular thing that he, you know, promised or spoke, you know, and he intended to do it. Ganun po ang ibig sabihin ng pangako. Kaya lang, sabi nga nila, no, madalas, napapakinggan natin to, promises are meant to be broken. Okay? And yes, people will have, you know, will have uttered promises, they would have spoken promises, but the truth is, the sad thing is, that sometimes the very promises that they said, they don't keep. And we find ourselves, you know, deceived, you're frustrated, or, you know, disappointed. But mind you, not the Lord. Because the promises of the Lord, according to the scripture, is yes and amen. As they would say in an expression, you can take it to the bank. You know, ganun po katindi ang pangako ng Panginoon. And you are rest assured, it will happen. Okay? It will happen because, you know, when we invest on God in terms of, don't get me wrong, when I say invest, I'm not, you know, kind of asking you to give money, which is part of ministry anyway, just the same. But when I say invest, you're investing your life. Okay? You're investing your dedication, your commitment. And I've worked in the ministry, you know, labored in the ministry for the last 34 years, to be exact. And naniniwala po ako na wala pong sayang doon. Pastor, was it successful? Well, yes, there were successes along the way and there were also failures and learnings and many more. But understand one thing. I think if there's one of the greatest investment that I have had in this lifetime currently, you know, and that has been for the last 34 years, is when I committed my life to Jesus and continued on to serve Him. And you have to understand at the end of the day, God's gifts put man's best dreams to shame. You know, yung mga ina-aspire po nating mga bagay-bagay, mga pangarap po natin, hindi ko po sinasabing hindi maganda yon. Marahil maganda yung pangarap mo. And I'm happy for you, don't get me wrong. But let me tell you, God's dream for you is far grander and greater than the ones that you have for yourself. So, you know, come on. Especially for you Gateway Family people. You know, as we continue to kind of, as I've said, we're not, you know, there's a new term for pioneering, you know, ministries these days, because we are seemingly kind of pioneering at this stage of our ministry. We're venturing into new formats, new ministry, you know, strategies and the like. You know, today we do not call them pioneers, we call them startups. Okay? We are starting up yet again, church, and we are revving our engine and we're moving forward. Because you have to understand, all of us, regardless, much or less, you know, in terms of what we've been given, maraming, maaring, parang meron yung 10 minas or 10 talents, yung isa naman, 5 minas or 5 talents, yung isa 1 talent lang or 1 mina. It doesn't matter what you have been given. Use it. Why? Because you are an appointed trustee. Hindi po ikaw ang may-ari ng talento mo. Hindi po ikaw ang may-ari ng skill set mo. Hindi po ikaw ang may-ari ng buhay mo. Pinahiram lang sa iyo ng Panginoon yan. Gamitin mo po ng mainam para pag dumating ang pagkakataon that you get to reckon with God. And when God audits you in terms of skill, opportunity, life journey or life's journey and pursuits, you can give an account. Okay? You are actually encouraged to invest it. Right? Kaya nga ang tanong do sa parable, no? Saan nyo ginamit yung mga ibinigay ko sa inyo? Yung una, sabi niya, Lord, yung 10 ibinigay mo sa akin, it earned 10 more. Yung isa, Lord, you've given me 5, it had 5 more. And sabi nung master, is good for you. You know, because you were faithful with the 10 talents that, you know, I've given you. I will give you authority to rule over 10 cities. The other one, I'll give you authority to rule over 5 cities. But the one person who was afraid, who was unwilling to be courageous enough and take the risk, hid it. So, darating ang pagkakataon na tayo po ay tatanungin ng Panginoon, anong ginawa mo sa talent na binigay ko sa iyo? Anong ginawa mo sa pagkakataon na pinagkaloob ko sa iyo? Bakit mo tinago? We are encouraged to invest it, and the best, okay, place and person to invest it to, the best institution to invest it into, is the church. It's on God. Why? Because that is where you can get the most expected, okay, and the grandest, ano, kumbaga, opportunities, you know, in life. Maring tatanungin niyo, ano naman mapapala namin sa church? Pastor, kami nga nagbibigay sa church. Alam niyo ba that I found out that the best place for training, you know, whether in terms of leadership, in terms of business, whether in terms, is the church. No, it's not because that the church, you know, is, you know, kind of money machine or industry machine. No, it's not. But it's the best way for us, or the best place for us to train our skills. It is a place, you know, I've led a lot of young people today that are now entrepreneurs, okay? Or currently, I should say, young people I've trained in the past, now they are doctors and architects and lawyers and business people, and they are having, you know, a good life. And most of the values that they've learned that got them through, you know, life challenges as it is because they had a very good training at church. Now, guys, our church may not be perfect, you know, at some time, and that's why in our church, even we encourage, we agree to disagree at some point, but we would not allow our disagreements to serve as a rift that we cannot move forward. You know, I myself, I have my own flaws. But we're willing to exercise grace. And just when we flaw, our flaws are, you know, are evident, we are willing to forgive. And we're just willing to look on to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we continue to lead on. Why? Because we are trustees. Tayo po ay mga katiwala lamang. And you have to understand, the world has seen plenty of good, okay, skilled people that are not successful. In fact, you know, in one of the sermons that I preach, I've said, the world is full of educated fools. Why? Alam nila, edukado sila, napag-aralan nila, pero yung napag-aralan nila, hindi nila ginagamit. No? Kasi iba yung nakapag-aral at iba yung may pinag-aralan. You know, they're filled with knowledge and they're filled with know-how. Pero mga bastos, mga, alam nyo, walang galang, you know, walang pasintabi, you know, mga taklesa kahit, you know, makikita mo as simple as sa pilahan, sa grocery store, you know. Guys, come on. The real truth of the matter is, we're not gonna be measured by what we own or what we wear. We're gonna be measured by who we are. Sino po tayo? Who do we represent or what do we represent? So as a whole, remember this, you are a trustee. And as we continue to talk about trustees, being trustees, whatever God has given you, make sure that you put it on a worthy investment. Don't just invest randomly. You know, just like in any, you know, business advisory or fund advisors, or I mean, they would not simply tell you invest in this and invest in not. No, they would ask you. They would do what they you know, financial, you know, what do you call this, advisors would ask you, or fund advisors will ask you. They will do what they call, I think if I'm not right, they call it a financial checkup. How much are you making? You know, and how much are you capable of investing? And you're not just simply going to invest in something without you even knowing the very parameters or process that you're entering into. Because at the end of the day, it's very important that you know what you are getting into. So kung titingnan po natin dito, the greatest reward awaits those who, okay, whose treasures, you know, has been yielded to Christ. Ibig sabihin, sa bandang huli, makikita mo kahit na sa bandang huli, para ang hirap, you know, parang, you know, like what were happening with us right now. Probably we have, you know, seen loss of facilities, you know, we have sold some of our equipments and the like so that we can kind of downsize a little bit. Because right now we are only maintaining a studio and maintaining our what we call G squads, you know. That's what we call our former cell groups and growth groups. We call them squads right now because, you know, it's a smaller, you know, gathering of people. Unlike cell groups that we have like, you know, 6 to 12 individuals before to 15. Now, the squads are just only made of like 3 to 6 people who meets in a small group because that's what's allowable these days. But these innovations are nothing if we do not know how to do it properly. And the best way to do it is to do it with the prompting and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Psalms 23, look at this. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is David talking and saying, hey, Lord, now I'm sure goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I think the catch there, it's not the goodness and mercy following David, but I think the idea that, hey, because I'm dwelling, I think it's you know, moot and academic to say, you know, of course, goodness and mercy will follow you if you are in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, it's, I mean, pagtataka ka ba pag nakatira ka sa presensya ng Panginoon? Ikaw nananahan ka sa presensya ng Diyos? Dahil kung nasaan ng Diyos, andoon ang pagpapala. So, understand one thing, okay? The irony, however, but people who have a habit of running away from God, pardon me for the misspelling there, in small g, from God, thinking they have a better solution, okay? They eventually, at the end of the day, will mess up. Okay? It's just a matter of time. So, umpisa lang maigi, so umpisa lang maayos. Okay? So, umpisa parang maganda lahat, no? Right? Okay, I remember the parable of the leaf. I think this was authored by Billy Graham. Sabi niya, in one, you know, meadow and, you know, kind of rolling hills, there was a huge tree and it has like, you know, the crown is filled with leaves, you know, budding and young leaves. And but in the middle of the leafy crown of the tree, there was this one arrogant leaf, you know, young as he is, because he just bought it out. You know, he's saying, one of these days, I'm going to, you know, kind of glide with the wind and leave this tree and be independent because the leaf was thinking it is better off, you know, by itself. So every day the leaf does nothing but to wiggle himself, you know, kind of forcefully every day to kind of, you know, leave the tree, wiggle his way out of the tree. And one day he did. He wiggled, you know, his way out of the tree. And he kind of glided with the wind. And, you know, he glided for a while. And he was like shouting with the rest of the leaf who was connected to the tree. Sabi niya, "This is freedom!" And then slowly, of course, as he glided, he kind of like, you know, swung here and there until he landed on the flat grass on the meadow below. And, you know, when the sun started to be really, you know, right in the middle of the day, the heat was tremendous, and he begins to see, you know, a part of his leafy body begin to kind of dry up and turn yellow. And he said to himself, "Wow, this is just a small price to pay for being free." And as the, you know, midday continued on until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he begins to dry up and dehydrate. Until towards the afternoon, he was so dry that there was no strength left anymore. And he gathered his remaining strength and shouted out to the remainder of the leaf on the tree and said, "It's good to be free, but sometimes it's foolish to be free," and died. Alam niyo, minsan, akala natin, nakalaya na tayo kasi nagagawa natin yung gusto natin. Wala na tayo sa pamilya natin, nakahiwalay na tayo sa mga magulang natin. Kasi adult na siguro tayo, alam na natin ang ating ginagawa, malalaki na tayo. Yun ang mga dahilan ng mga Pilipino. Malaki na ako, alam ko na ginagawa ko until mapahamak tayo. And we wish we have our mom, we have our dad who will advise us and shelter us and feed us. You know, sometimes it takes a knock on the head to realize the truth. You are not the owner, my friend. I am not the owner of this life. I am not the owner of what I have. Whatever, and you know, what I have today is given by God. I am an accountable keeper. Pananagutan ko barang araw, ito pinagkaloob sa akin ng Panginoon. So, you know, be sensible in terms of your priorities. Huwag lang bira ng bira. Gastos dito, gastos dyan. Anong pakialam mo, Pastor, eh, pera ko to. You know, ginugol ko to, tapos magta-tights pa ako. Pakialam mo. Totoo yun. Pero tandaan mo, yung hininga mo sa Panginoon galing yan. Yung kalakasan mo sa Panginoon galing yan. Yung pagkakataon na meron ka. Ano man yan, kahit na sabihin mong, eh ako nag-apply eh, ako naman nag-exam, wala naman si Lord doon. Pero tandaan mo, kanino galing ang talino? Kanino galing ang kalakasan mo? Praise the Lord, galing yan, hindi sa'yo. You know, you have to understand one thing. At the end of the day, you have to be wise. There's a huge difference between being shrewd and being wise. Okay? Being wise in terms of wise ka lang, may kaalaman ka, no? You are full of wisdom. I mean, you're a very practical, pragmatic individual, and you can make sense of things. You're street smart. But when you say shrewd, you elevate yourself a little bit, a notch higher than simply being wise. Okay? No? Sabi nga natin sa mga, you know, sa ating vernacular language, wise. Iba yung taong magaling, iba yung taong maabilidad. Okay? Tama? I remember a couple of years back, I was in Clark, Pampanga. You know, I was invited as one of the main speaker. I think I was back-to-back speakers with Chinkitan back in the day. You know, in one of the big corporation, agricultural corporation. And while we were dining with the owner and the, you know, COO of the company, you know, in Fontana, you know, it's amazing that the one of the COO, you know, of the company was a very young, you know, young lady who happens, of course, to be the daughter of the owner. And sabi po sa akin ng isang CEO, alam mo, Pastor, sabi niya, nakaka-amaze yung family na to, the owner. But at the same time, sabi niya, they did not just, you know, come into the ranks of the company simply because they were the children of the owner, you know, but they kind of worked their way hard for it. Okay? Na, in fact, nakaka-amaze, sabi niya, kasi yung tatay nila, okay, sasabihin sa kanila nung bata pa, mag-aral kayo ng mabuti sa eskwelahan. At pagbaba ninyo, pagdating nyo sa bahay, huwag kayo sa bahay gagawa ng assignment. Sa eskwelahan nyo, gawin lahat yan. Kaya kayo nag-aaral. Pagdating sa bahay, tumulong kayo sa negosyo. And they have learned that discipline. And sabi niya, it's amazing. You know, bata pa sila, they were taught to be accountable. Kaya sabi niya, I have such respect for this family. Because hindi lamang dahil sila, okay, ay magagaling at mahuhusay na tao, talagang mula pa nung pagkabata, yung disiplina, no, at yung pagiging kaalaman nila sa business na meron sila, hindi lang nila minana, talagang pinaghirapan nila. You know, friends, sometimes it's very easy for us to kind of look at people and say, I'd like to be that rich guy. I'd like to be that successful person. I'd like to be that successful church. But, you know, I think the first thing that we need to ask is, do you have what it takes? The process, are you willing to go through it to be successful as they are? It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of stewardship. It takes a lot of shrewdness because you have to understand, you have to learn how to be an accountable keeper. Mapagkakatiwalaan ba ako? Mapagkakatiwalaan ka ba? So as we go on, only those who truly, okay, understand this, knows what, no? What's, sabi niya, at stake, values the worth of their investment. Kasi pag binigay sa atin, alam nyo, wala lang eh. Yan lang, pag binigyan ka ng aginaldo, malaki-laki, wala lang. Gastos ka dito, gastos ka doon. Ang laking, ang daling waldasin. Pero pag natutunan mo paano magtrabaho at ang hirap ng buhay, kung paano kumita ng pera, then you begin to value the investment. Hindi ka lang bitaw ng bitaw eh. You make sure na pag binitawan mo, yung pera mo, yung investment mo, yung kalakasan mo, ay hindi sayang. But, you know, pasintabi, I'm not trying to pick on the young people today. But friends, come on. You know, lalo na ngayon, wala naman tayong masyadong ginagawa. Nasa bahay lang tayo, nagmo-module yung iba. You know, and I appreciate you. But please, come on. Learn to balance your time. Learn to value the importance of being an accountable keeper. No? Wala pa tayong naiambag. Marahil kasi wala pa tayong trabaho. Tumulong tayo sa bahay. Kasi hindi dahil required na tumulong ka. Kung hindi, doon nagsisimula ang disiplina ng mga successful na stewards. Learn to be accountable. Okay? Tama po ba? So, look at this. You have to understand that, you know, we are called to be accountable. In the book of 2 Chronicles 6:14-15, look at this. The Lord, you know, the God of Israel, there is no God like you, sabi niya. In heaven and on earth, you keep the covenant, you know, of love with your, look at this, servants who continue, okay, wholeheartedly in your way. Take note of that one. Continuedly, or continued, I should say, wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant. You know, God will keep His promise. He is faithful. And understand one thing, as I have, like, you know, look at that. I have a little bit, you know, highlighted in the presentation. I hope it's flashing your screen. I know you can see it. You know, the promises of the Lord is yes and amen. Okay? I have annotated in your screen and I kind of, you know, highlighted it and kind of put a circle on that part that says, hey, realize this. That there is something significant here. That the very word of God is presenting to us this truth. So, as we kind of climax, the real test at the end of the day is one may enter into numerous doors of opportunities, but sabi niya, it is their character that will determine the outcome, okay, of their experience once they pass through those doors. No? Papasok ka, parang sa opportunity, you enter an opportunity. And maaaring makakapasok ka sa opportunity na yon, pero yung outcome ng opportunity na yon is gonna be decided by you. It's gonna be affirmed by you. And look at this. What you do has more value than what you say. Iba yung sinasabi. Repetitiously, I have said this many, many times. Iba yung sinasabi. Iba yung ginagawa. Maraming magkukumita ko sa ministry, Pastor. Hindi, ibahin mo ako, Pastor. You know, asan ka na ngayon? You know, I'm not trying to rub insult to injury. As, you know, a common, you know, axiom goes, it says, you have been tested and you have been measured and found lacking or wanting. So as we close, understand one thing. Okay? There's this, you know, dreadful thing, a dreadful demise for the unfaithful. Okay? I tell you the truth. Okay, the Bible says, let me just kind of repeat that again. I tell you that to everyone, sabi niya, who has more will be given. Okay, but for those who has not, even what they will, okay, be taken away. Okay, what he has, I should say, will be taken away. Why? Napaka-grabe naman, wala na nga, kinunan pa. Hindi kasi ginamit eh. Kaya, yung pinagkaloob sa'yo ng Panginoon, yung panahon, yung talento, yung treasure, okay? At yung mga patotoo, yung mga miracles na ginawa ng Lord siya, pag hindi mo ginagamit yan, darating ang panahon, yung mga biyaya na meron ka, mawawala mo. At kung sino yung matapat na lingkod ng Diyos, sila lalong magkakaroon. Friends in the Lord, as we end, I'd like to kind of highlight this, okay? That the Lord is faithful. But understand, the Lord is also just. Okay? The Bible says, you know, we cannot mock God. God is not mocked. What we sow, we will reap. So be wise to invest in God and not just on random luck. And be mindful of your choice, for it decides your eternity. So as we close, invest wisely. Invest on Christ. I hope you enjoyed the message today, and I pray to see you next Sunday again as we continue to grow and pursue this series, What's Next? God bless you, and happy Sunday to all of you.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this LiveWire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.